Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, our stock watch is coming up next, followed by In the News. Enough about USC. Although they are kind of an interesting college football case study.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Till they figure it out, they're the same old team.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else you say about Oregon other than, you know, impressive resilience with the injuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, Oregon just needs to get healthy, right? They're in the playoff. This one has potential to obviously have a home game. If they beat UW, they'll host a playoff game. They're not getting a bye. And so to me, it just like, this is what Oregon is. But if Oregon gets healthy, I was making this argument. I do not think that this Oregon team is a national championship team. I know some people disagree, and again, goes back if they get healthy. And if they do get healthy, maybe I would change my opinion a little bit. Even if everyone comes back, I still don't believe it. Last year, when I looked at Oregon, undefeated, beat Ohio State, I thought going into that, they could go on a run. Had to win three games to win a national title, thought they could do it. They ran into a buzzsaw that was Ohio State. I think if they don't play Ohio State, that could be a team that gets to a national title. I look at this year's Oregon team, and I think it's a very good team, and it's been a very resilient team, and it's impressive to see what they've done with the injuries. I think, and I thought this going into the year, and my opinion hasn't changed, I think they're a year or two away. I think this team is, the way it's recruiting and the way it's stacking, most of Oregon's best players are underclassmen, right? The receivers, certainly the secondary, their quarterback, all their running backs. I think as these next 2 years go on, that will look more like a national championship team. Because when I look at this, and if we're going to say that Oregon's, and I give Oregon better credit for their schedule than other people. Like I get that it's easy to look at Oregon's schedule and you can dismiss it. I give them credit against Penn State, even though Penn State's team fell apart. Iowa's going to end up being a 7 or 8 win team. Look, it's not the most impressive resume in the world, but you play, you know, who's on your schedule. But if we're going to say that, who would be Oregon's most talented teams that they've played?
Talented?
Gotta be Indiana, right?
Indiana. I mean, that's the best team. So, I don't even know if that's the most talented team.
Here's where I'll make my point, right? So we got Indiana, we'll throw Penn State, Iowa, USC, right?
Sure.
I think that's kind of what
we're... There's nobody else.
There's no one else, right? By far the best team you've played is Indiana. And when you go into the playoff, Indiana is a very good team. Indiana will be the least talented of those upper echelon teams. It's a very good team. It's a very well-coached team. But top to bottom, stacking talent, it is not Ohio State. It is not Georgia. It is not Notre Dame. It's just not. But they're very well-coached. And then we look at Penn State, we look at Iowa, and we look at USC. At no point when I watched them play Penn State, at no point when I watched them play Iowa, at no point when I watched them play USC, would I say that if Oregon played that game, do they beat Georgia? Do they beat Notre Dame? Do they beat Texas A&M? Do they beat Indiana? The best team they played came into Autzen and handled them. And it wasn't a blowout, but Indiana was the better team. It wasn't a fluky game.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think most people feel the same way about Oregon. I mean,
I just think right now the narrative is like, well, you know, like don't sleep on Oregon. I'm not sleeping on Oregon, but to me, when I look at the four games they've played, the teams that they're going to have to play, because as the bracket shakes out, you could have to see Alabama one week, Indiana the next, then Georgia, then Ohio State. I have not seen Oregon play a single game this year that leads me to believe they're going to beat one of those teams, let alone four of those teams in a row.
Yeah, I mean,
so I think they're
a
year or two away.
Well, I just feel like most people think that. I mean, this is when you have a good coach and you have a really good program, you have to be able to discern between the real opportunities and the ones that maybe aren't quite there.
Yeah.
And I think Oregon, I really feel like most Oregon fans did not feel this was their year coming in. Too young, breaking in a new quarterback, give them a year or two.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is you then only lose one game.
Yep.
You're headed toward the playoff. Some other teams have some issues. Mm-hmm. And you look around and you try to talk yourself into, look, Oregon, I just feel like everything you just said, I think most reasonable fans are saying as well. Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious, but you never know. You never know how the bracket shakes out.
Absolutely.
You wild things do happen. But, I mean, there would really only be one. Like, if you're looking for a reason to say, why not Oregon, I could offer you Sadiq.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude, like, we were talking about Jeremiah Smith last year for Ohio State or Caleb Downs. Of course, he's on the defensive side of the ball, but you know what I mean. Just difference-maker players that when push comes to shove in a game can just, maybe you don't have your best that day or what, you just need dudes to make plays. You got a couple of them. He's certainly one, and they certainly would.
They
need to get healthier around him, but they're not. Look, you play it out. Let's see how it goes. But they haven't even made the playoff yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got a pretty tough game this weekend.
But even if they lose to Washington, they're in.
They should be. They also have an outside chance at the Big Ten championship game too.
Yeah. Something weird happens.
Which, well, all they need is Michigan to beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
Well, that would be very weird because Michigan kind of.
Well, I know, but the spread's 10. I mean, it's not. It's not insane. In Michigan, Ryan Day's never even beaten them.
Yeah, he has.
Well, he's 0-4.
He's
0-4.
He's
0-4. Last four.
Yeah, last four.
But I'm just saying, like, dude, that's not that crazy.
Yeah.
It's in the Big House. For everything you just said about a Oregon schedule, you could say the same thing about Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing about elite teams is I always hate the schedule argument because it's like, Oregon does not have the best strength of schedule this year. They just don't. But why aren't we saying that about Ohio State?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we are. It's just, we can always discern between elite teams, even if they don't play as many good teams as, say, an Alabama.
Sure.
You can always tell.
Yeah.
And Oregon is an elite team. Are they national championship level? I just don't know anybody who thinks that they are.
Yeah. Well,
right?
I
don't think anybody thinks they are, other than people that maybe are just have the duck-colored glasses on.
Yeah, I heard several national pundits today do the Don't sleep on Oregon. You know, Pate was doing it. A couple others.
Well, you shouldn't sleep on Oregon, but that's different than saying that they are capable of winning, rolling through Alabama, Georgia, I don't know, Ohio State,
I think,
and Notre Dame all in a row.
And I have to look at what the bracket is right now, but I believe as the bracket would lay last week, which is not going to be it because there's movement, I believe it was Alabama in the first round, Indiana in the second, Georgia and Ohio State, if chalk held, right? There could be different upsets, but again, nothing I've seen this year leads me to believe that they are. I think the teams that they have beaten, their other teams, Penn State, USC, and Iowa, I don't think those teams are anywhere near playoff teams. Well, I don't think that's the truth of the matter. And the one team that they did play, I thought was, at your place, was better than you. Like, that wasn't a fluke. Indiana was just better than you. And so, is it possible that Oregon gets healthy and plays their best four games of the year in a row? Certainly. Is it possible? Have I seen anything that leads me to believe that they are going to do that for a month straight? No. So as good as this is, I think that next year and the year after that, I think this we can be having a different conversation because if they stay the course and they keep this momentum going, this feels when Clemson was knocking on the door. This feels like when Ohio State was knocking on the door. And it just is kind of one of those where you're creeping. This isn't like Penn State where it always felt like you were coming short. Oregon feels like they're building towards something. It doesn't feel like one year where you got everything to come together like Washington or TCU. This feels like those other elite blue bloods that eventually built and built and built and then won.
See, I don't know. I just have a little bit difference of opinion. I don't know that Oregon is ever going to build an Ohio State at Oregon. And I think that that was evidence last year. Although they did beat Ohio State. But what happened the second time? I just don't. I think the schools like Oregon, Clemson's a better example. You said Clemson.
Yeah.
That's a better example because I feel like you can build that. And when a team like Oregon gets over the hump, if they get over the hump, I think they're going to have an absolutely elite of elite quarterback. Yeah. That's what Clemson had both times they got over the hump.
Yep.
And so I feel like I don't think Oregon, and I may be totally wrong about this, I don't think Oregon can win a championship with the likes of Will Howard or Julian Sain. Oregon's a little bit different in that regard.
You need a Marcus.
I think you need, exactly. Sure. And we saw that. Oregon got damn close with a Marcus, right?
And I think if you
Now, they did get close with Darren Thomas, too, so that may blow a hole in my argument.
But I feel like if you were to take Marcus and you fast forward him to this talent pool, there's your there's your national championship.
That's right. And I feel like I said this last year after they lost to Ohio State. And again, this is a very fair criticism. Like if you want to rag on Oregon, don't bring up the Phil Knight stuff.
Yeah.
You're just jealous. You need to point out, as Husky fans always do, you haven't won S. Okay? You haven't. Dan Lanning is 45-7. Mm-hmm. What has he won?
Big Ten.
Okay. Yeah. Chip Kelly got him close. He knocked on the door way more than Dan Lanning has. He got him into two championship games.
Well, Helfrich, the one. But yeah, I mean, Chip essentially got him two.
Yeah, in that Chip era.
In the Chip era, yes.
But Lanning, this is the valid knock until you do this.
Yeah.
You got to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's really, really hard to do. And that is really, unfortunately, that is where Dan Lanning is going to be measured.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's all there. My last point is I said this after they lost to Ohio State last year, and I hope that 5 years down the road we're not talking about, man, their best chance
was that.
Yeah. Because it sure felt like it.
It did. I thought last year's team had the look.
It sure felt like
it. It had the look
and
feel.
And they got smoked by Ohio State. So it's like, yeah,
ran into a damn
buzzsaw.
Are they,
you know, as good as they are they to this level that we think? Yeah. I just don't. This is just my opinion. I don't think you build an Alabama or Ohio State at Oregon. You just can't do it. You're going to have to keep doing what you're doing, but getting a bunch of upperclassmen aligned with an elite quarterback and have that one magical year.
That is a fair.
That's how you do it.
That is a fair.
And that
fair
year
argument.
Is not this year.
Yeah.
And I think most people feel that way. That said, they're still going to play the games. It's fun.
Yeah.
They're going to get a home playoff game, most likely.
You're going to get into the dance, and when you're into the dance, you got a chance, especially in a year where outside of Ohio State, it doesn't feel
That's
like
right.
there's a lot of elite.
And look, what if Oregon this year goes into that tournament, wins a home game?
Yeah.
And that home game could be against an SEC team. That's going to be exciting.
Bama, Georgia, someone like that?
That right there
Ole Miss.
Is just is something that hasn't happened yet in this rise of Oregon football, right?
Yeah.
You get a home playoff game against a team like that, a blue blood like that.
Yeah.
And then, what if you knock off an Ohio State, or you knock off that right there? Yeah. I still feel like we'll be if that happens.
Even
we'll
if you fall short to the champ, right?
We'll be coming in here. We'll be going. You know what? One hell of a season, considering they lose then the next week to whatever, whoever,
Notre Dame or whoever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I think people around here are level-headed enough to say, you know what? Hell of a freaking season. Yeah. Maybe even if you just win the one home playoff game.
Especially if it's against Alabama or someone like that.
You upset one of those teams and boom, it's like, wow, all right, building towards next year.
Yeah.
All right, Oregon wins. They beat the stupid USC Trojans. Those guys are garbage. They should fold their program, according to many, according to some. But we must move on. We have to move on to stock watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports.
Ah!
And that's coming up next on The Fan. Hey, it's Rob sticking around for Window Nation, where right now we are moving into our final week of November, I do believe, right? Isn't the first next week? So this is it, your final week to take advantage of 50% off all window styles at Window Nation. If you need windows for your home, there's a couple things you can do. You can get them right now and save 50% and just pay for it and move on, and it's all over and taken care of. They can install in a day or less. They all come with a lifetime warranty, so you don't have to worry about it, anything going wrong. Or you can save some money for the holidays and not only save 50% off all window styles, but you can get 0% interest and no financing for 0% financing for 5 years. So you can keep that money in your pocket and spend it on kids' Christmas gifts or whatever it is you're going to do, travel for the holidays. So two ways to get on their schedule right now at windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. Schedule a fast free estimate at windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. Don't wait to put an end to your window problems. One more week for this sale of 50% off and 0% interest for 5 years. It is Window Nation. Please tell me you heard it from Isaac on the Fan, license number OR249065.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
A very important sports announcement that I was told to make.
Sports.
Right here. And it is this. Okay, you guys huddled around your radios?
I am. We are.
We, in 4 minutes, are leaving 1080 a.m.
We are.
Yes.
For what?
Because the Ducks are playing Auburn tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are listening to us right now on 1080 a.m.
Get ready to switch.
Switch over to 105.1 FM, where you can hear the rest of our show.
Or stay on 1080 if you want to hear Ducks basketball. But don't do that.
I wouldn't advise that.
No. It's early season basketball. What do you?
Although this is kind of a cool game. I mean, they are playing Auburn, now coached by Bruce Pearl's kid, Stephen Pearl.
Did
yes.
I thought this was Bruce's last year.
He's out.
He's effective immediately.
He cut out like in August.
He bailed.
Number 21 Auburn versus unranked
Yeah.
Oregon.
All right, here's Schultzy with our Sports Center. What do they call SportsCenter?
SportsCenter, StockWatch, it's called. Whichever one.
Yeah.
Sports is business.
I'm SportsCenter in like another 6 minutes.
StockWatch.
Yeah. Busy weekend. Lots to choose from this weekend. Let's go with the NFL to start. Very surprising, but the Cleveland Browns get a 24-10 win over the Las Vegas Raiders. Not surprising, the winning part over the Raiders, but the performance by quarterback Shedeur Sanders. Filling in, at least at first, for the injured Dylan Gabriel in concussion protocol. In that 24-10 win, Shedeur Sanders, 209 yards passing, one tutty, one interception. Head coach Kevin Stefanski was asked right after the game if they were going to start Shedeur going forward. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that, Chris. Obviously, you know, proud of him and proud of this offense, and there are a ton of things to learn from, but I'm just going to, you know, worry about today.
Well, cooler heads prevailed, it seems, because despite making that denial, or I guess not really any remark on whether or not Shedeur would continue to start, it was reported today that Dylan Gabriel is out of concussion protocol, but will still not be the QB1. Shedeur Sanders going to be handed that one once again this weekend. And I know we were talking a lot about the narratives around Shedeur Sanders here on Primetime last week. Obviously, a decent performance for him. I believe he becomes the first quarterback in Browns history. It was 0-17 for Browns quarterbacks making their career debuts as a starter. Now, Shedeur becomes the first one. So, a little bit of fresh air for Shedeur, a little bit of good play, guys. Do you buy or sell that Shedeur Sanders will be a successful starter in the NFL? It's a leap, but hey, we've seen something good.
No, I don't. I mean, we saw something okay. I mean, I told you, by the way, that this was going to be the exact narrative, that he would throw about 50% completion, he'd have a touchdown or two, a pick, and he would beat the Raiders, and then we'd lose it. He was 11 of 20 for 209. Now, and he had the one pick, he should add another one. The one throw out, though, the deep ball over the top, rolling to his right, phenomenal play. And look, the kid's got immense talent, but I said the exact same thing after J.J. McCarthy, right? He stunk for three quarters. He had the one quarter where he had the comeback, and people were like, J.J. McCarthy, just let it play out. But if you ask me if a fifth-round quarterback that has looked bad to decent is going to be a successful starting quarterback on a garbage franchise, my answer would always be no. But for some reason, he has become a cultural phenomenon. We want to make him out to be some sort of martyr for the culture. I just don't get it. It makes no sense to me. I hope he's good. I don't want to root against anyone. But if you think 11 for 20 and a pick and a touchdown against a team that's lost 9 of 10 and is arguably the worst team in football, if you think that's a recipe for like stardom, I don't know what to tell you.
Do you believe?
Oh, I believe. Well, his dad was a Hall of Famer, so why wouldn't he be a Hall of Famer? Isn't that the way it works?
I guess, right?
I think I'm watching a Hall of Famer.
Something like that.
I buy it.
I'll tell you what, the idea that you should start Dylan Gabriel or anyone else, that, you know, if you want to see what you have in Shedeur Sanders, by all means play him, because there's no one else that looks like a starting quarterback on this roster. And I don't know if he does or not, but you've seen the other two, so I'm all for. And by the way, the idea that you're catching Stefanski like in a moment, no one says after a game, oh, he's our guy going forward. A day later, he's like, yeah, he's the guy going forward. We'll see what we have. So he's got, what, 7 weeks now to prove that he should be the starter going into next year. So give the kid 7 games and see what it looks like. And there'll probably be some good, some bad, but man, the discourse on quarterbacks in general, but especially him, I just think there's a lot of national media people that embarrass themselves. They really do.
So, yeah, Rob. Yeah, bye.
Quick, I told bye. You, he's a Hall of Famer.
I love
this chucklehead's talking about.
So I don't
Dad
make sure.
Was, he is.
All right, checking in on the other side of that game, the Raiders, of course, only putting up one tutty. And not surprisingly, 2-9 on the season after that loss to Cleveland at home. Firing offensive coordinator Chip Kelly. Here's what head coach Pete Carroll had to say following that decision.
We gave him I gave Chip a lot of leeway because he's got an extraordinary background. He had such a phenomenal season coming out of Ohio State last year that we wanted to, you know, give him his due and all that. But as we continued to grow and come together, we just couldn't get there. So I wish him the very best, and I like him, and we got along great and all that, but we had to make a tough call.
Got along great. We've heard multiple different reports on that one. Of course, Kelly goes out as the highest paid offensive coordinator and play caller actually in NFL history, and that 3 years, $18 million will be paid out. All guaranteed money for Chip there. This comes just 3 weeks or so after the Raiders fired special teams coordinator Tom McMahon, and many, many people asking about Pete Carroll and whether or not the game has passed him by at this point, guys. Buy or sell that Pete Carroll is just too old school for today's NFL?
This didn't work. He made poor hires. I don't understand, by the way, the resume that he's talking about with Chip Kelly. That I don't get in the NFL. He hired his kid as the offensive line coach, and that has been a disaster. Do I think he's too old school? I don't necessarily think it's an old school thing. I just think he made bad hires. He made bad hires, and they have bad players. Like, the Raiders are a bad team.
Hey, will you shut up?
So, you know, I don't know if this is the game has necessarily passed Pete Carroll by. I just don't know with moving on from the last coach you had in such a short period of time and now hiring this one, and now you're firing everyone again. I don't know. I don't know where you go, but it is a very problematic situation with the Las Vegas Raiders, but I don't necessarily think that it's Pete Carroll's age that is keeping him from success.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think the game's passed him by. He's Pete freaking Carroll, man. That guy knows how to coach. It's just he has a crappy roster, and he has crappy coordinators, two of which he's already dismissed.
Yeah.
He has somewhat new ownership. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Davis is still there, but, you know, you bring in the Tom Brady thing. So, they, I mean, you know, this offseason, they completely switched everything.
And it didn't work.
It just hasn't worked.
No.
I don't know that we can look at 11 games or however many, it was 10, 11 games.
Something like that.
And say, oh, Pete Carroll, you know, blame it all on Pete Carroll. I think that would be short-sighted. So, no, Pete Carroll knows what he's doing. Although, I will say, that dude over there now, you know, first of all, he looks great.
Yeah.
He just doesn't age.
No.
But he looks awful. He just doesn't have the same energy, you know.
Well, he's 70, whatever. I mean,
well,
God's
I know,
sake,
but you look. But he's always been in his 70s, and we've seen him run around smacking his gum,
chopping more gum.
Every time they show him on the sideline with the Raiders, at least these last couple weeks, he's just looked like a sad puppy dog.
Well,
over there.
So he's 74, and I will say, find me someone at 74 that was as good as they were at 54 or 64 in anything. And so maybe it's just, again, the fatigue factor that's caught up. And it's hard, man. It's hard to get old. Aging is not for the weak.
I like it.
All right, finally, guys, let's go to the college game. Big, big decision for the Cal athletic program over the weekend. Firing head coach Justin Wilcox after their loss to Stanford. They were favored coming into that game, though. Did lose 31 to 10, excuse me, to rival Stanford. That drops Cal to 6-5 on the year. Bowl eligible for the third straight season, but not enough to keep Wilcox's job. The writing was on the wall for a bit. Here's what he had to say right after that loss about why fans should stick with him and believe in him going forward.
There should be high expectations. Everybody's got them. Okay? We have them. The players and the coaches have them. And I feel their pain. I understand. We work really hard at this. The coaches and the players do. It's not an excuse to go out and play like that. You know, I understand their pain. I understand the frustration. We're working as hard as we possibly can to play as good as we can, and we didn't do that tonight.
He finishes up his tenure after 9 seasons with 48 wins, 55 losses overall. Kind of want to localize this, though, guys. We saw a report over the weekend via Oregon Live that Montana State head coach Brett Vegan was spotted at PDX on Sunday afternoon, presumably to interview for the Oregon State head position. Multiple reports saying they are in their finalist part of that search. And I kind of want to figure out, guys, do you buy or sell that the Beavers should strongly consider Justin Wilcox now as a part of that search?
Yeah, I think Justin Wilcox is a really, really good coach. And I think he is a really, really good leader of men. And I have the utmost respect for him. And I think he does a nice job. I just think Cal is one of the hardest places to win in college football. And it's not just Wilcox. It was Sonny Dykes. Tedford had some success there. I think he won 10 games once. But I'm looking through Cal. They have one 10-win season.
Can we talk about who was screaming in the background of his press conference?
I think that was Stanford celebrating.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Like, can you not separate the coach from the opposing team that just whipped his ass?
Yeah, it's not.
Celebrating? God.
That's kind of the point, though.
By the way,
I guess it was at, was it at Stanford? It was at Stanford.
It was at Stanford. Yeah. By the way, Cal may have won 10 games one time ever.
Ever?
Like, I'm back.
Who was their coach?
Dude, I'm back into Tedford. I'm back into like the 1970s here. I think they've won 10 games once. Tedford won. Tedford won 9 games one year, and he won 10. Like, they just.
What's the most Wilcox won?
I think he won 8. Wilcox in his time there, 5-7, 7-6, 8-5. COVID, 5-7, 4-8, 6-7, 6-7, and then this year's 6-5. So. This has been about par for the course. I just think Cal is a really, really tough place. I'll tell you what. I'm not saying that Justin Wilcox is the answer to all your problems, but if I was Oregon State and Justin Wilcox was interested in my job, I would 100% sit down and speak with him before I signed anyone else.
It's about how I sit on it. I don't know that he, like, he doesn't strike me as like, oh, go get him now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think you should close that door. No, if he was interested, I think I'd talk to him for sure. Yeah. Although Vegan, you know,
that's an interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation. If they hire Brent Vegan, I think I would be more. Put it this way, I think I'd be more excited about that if I were a Beaver than I would Justin Wilcox.
Just because, like, yeah, where
just the success and where he came from, and look, Wilcox, I like Wilcox. I think he's very good. Like you said, it's hard to, you know, go by wins and losses at Cal because it's so much harder to get W's there.
Yeah.
His team's always really just better than you think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But at the same time, I don't think he blows anyone's skirt up. Do
no,
you?
No.
I mean, it's a bit like the Paul Christ thing.
Yeah. I think it's in that same.
So Vegan, I don't know. Vegan's an interesting. That's a very interesting candidate.
Well, that's the way I wanted to go all along. Was go find someone at one of those lower levels that has been really, really successful. Then you run into the. Is he a product though of the Montana schools just hiring the next guy and kind of rolling through? But I mean, there's a question mark no matter who you hire. But that is the report, is that they are finalizing a deal, and at some point this week, we should get an Oregon State coach one way or another.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Coming up next on In the News, Phil Knight's money is trying to buy more political balance in Oregon.
Ooh, ooh.
How do you feel about that?
I like balance.
Oh. All right, well, then you might like this story.
Yeah.
Also, did Amity just get hit with the big one? That's next on ITN. Here is Schultzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is November 24, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Hope you had a great weekend. Please be seated. And all rise. All at the same time. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Seems quite challenging.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Sardines Day.
Ooh, I hate sardines. That's right out. Yeah, I got no time for sardines.
Disgusting.
They really are.
Why would people put those on a pizza? Like the whole like pineapple thing, like whatever. I couldn't care less about that, man. But sardines, really?
Well, I have a problem with pineapple on pizza. And yeah, sardines is like a whole nother level.
Yeah, I just, my gal likes it. The tin fish, it's like an Asian delicacy, and I don't get it.
Well, they do tin fish actually up. Like, they put seasonings in there, all kinds of different variations. Like, there can be, and it's not just sardines.
It's Schultzy.
I learned that from Joe.
Expert on tin fish.
No, the only reason I know that, Suk, is because your lady, the BTJ, is friends with Joe's girlfriend, who had a tinned fish night, and we heard all about that.
Oh,
so I know nothing about it other than what I heard from Joe Fish.
Wait a minute, am I hearing that perhaps Sukanik and Schultzy are running in the same circles?
Is this what's happening now?
Possibly. Are you guys becoming besties?
Oh my goodness.
Fine. I hope so.
Are we cycling up? Is that what's happening?
Dude, I'll drink with you at the bar.
You should go into Jerry's sometime.
Come on down.
Let's go.
Let's get some cheese curds.
Love it.
Pitcher of hams.
Hell yes.
It is also Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. I can't do that.
Do you have a unique talent?
No, that's why I can't do that.
How unique does it have to be?
I don't know. I mean,
what's define unique?
Like, squirting water out of my eye? Like, what is? Yeah. What are we talking?
Can you do that?
No.
What is the most unique thing that you can do?
I don't think anything. Like I said,
I don't have one thing that's
I'm like the least talented guy on earth.
Says the afternoon host of a sports radio show. Sure.
It takes nothing to do what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding me?
I'm trying to think, but that's not really unique. I'm thinking about, like, juggling.
I can't juggle.
Yeah, like, I can...
You know what? No. You pen flip really well. I'm always jealous of it.
My pen flips?
Yeah.
You mean like that?
Yeah.
It's not that good. Some people can go all
you
the way...
You used to be way better.
Yeah, I've lost...
Boy, you've really slacked off.
Yeah.
You used to be a very solid...
See, I can't
solid...
do anything!
Oh, my God.
I have no talent!
You're old and
I'm
decrepit.
A no-talent hack!
Yeah, you used to be a really nice pen flipper. You'd always do that, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of impressive.
God.
A yo-yo. Is that...
Yeah, that's... I mean...
I would say that is a unique talent. I think that's the most unique thing we brought up.
I got like 10 to 12 yo-yo tricks.
What?
That if you don't yo-yo, you can be impressed by, but like...
Do you walk the dog?
I do walk the dog.
What?
I can walk the dog. I can around the world. I can space sock. I can do the...
Space sock?
The UFO saucer. I can rock the cradle. Yeah.
I'm extremely impressed, actually.
I'm a decent yo-yoer. Well, I can jump rope.
It's your day. Jump rope?
Yeah, a jump rope.
Are you calling jump roping a unique talent?
It's not easy.
Have you tried to jump rope?
Yeah.
How long could you go for, Rob?
The tricks?
Oh, no tricks. Yeah. But I can jump rope.
No, I can do the, I can do the one shuffle, I can do the doubles, I can go forwards, backwards, the crossies.
What are you talking about? Tricks, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can jump rope.
I don't know if you
can. Not that unique.
I got a jump rope in my car. I don't think you can.
Go get it.
30 seconds.
Let's do it. Well, why 30 seconds? I just said I can jump rope. Give me 5 seconds and I'm jump roping.
That's not jump roping.
Get out of here with that.
I think a 30-second minimum is what it requires for you to consider that jumping rope.
Like I said, I don't have any talents, okay? So this is not my day. I am an untalented piece of crap. Can't believe I was even born.
Interesting.
I'm just kidding. I'm pretty good at everything, but I just didn't want to say that.
Yeah. Your biggest talent is humble. It's humbleness.
That's right.
Yeah. Try it again, please.
Yeah.
Well, Amity just got hit with the big one, Suk. I saw that.
It's the big one. Is it forget Amity. The Sanford and Son. Where is he coming? Is it
what?
Was it Estelle? Who was always Red Fox always claiming that he was gonna go meet?
I don't know.
It was the big one. He's like, this is the big one! It's the big one.
Oh, the heart attack?
Yeah, the heart attack. That was always his thing.
Oh, I'm coming, Elizabeth!
Elizabeth, that's what it was. Elizabeth, this is the big one! I'm coming! Whenever I hear the big one, that's what I think of.
3.2 earthquake.
Woo, doggy!
Yep. Struck Sunday morning near Amity.
What are you going to do?
North of Salem and Kaiser. What are you going
to
do?
Still, to this day, I've never felt an earthquake.
7:58 a.m., centered about 5 kilometers southeast of Amity, the USGS is reporting the earthquake at a depth of 9.4 miles below the surface.
Again, no context whatsoever. That could be deep, that could be no idea. You could have made up any number there, and I would have been like, wow. Couldn't tell you.
Well, I mean, if you're driving a car 60 miles an hour straight down,
yeah,
take you about 9 minutes to get there.
Yeah, but again, like, when the big earthquake...
Assuming no traffic.
When the big earthquake... Well, you hit some trolls. When you hit the big earthquake, does the big earthquake happen 9 miles down? Does it happen 1 mile? I don't know. I have no context of what is considered a deep or shallow earthquake. And you don't either. I can tell because you're trying to read right now to find out whether or not that's deep or shallow.
Cannot help you with your seismic queries.
Look at what is considered a deep earthquake.
Phil Knight spending more money. Thank God the guy just writes checks.
Well, what else is the guy? He's got $30 billion.
What does he have? Yeah, what does he got? Just write checks until you die.
Dude, I'll tell you what. He's like, what, 80?
He's 87.
Dude, if I was 87 and I was worth $30 billion, I'd be governmenting the hell out of it. I just have the rubber stamp. I'd just be Steve Martin and the Jerk just giving money to Iron Balls McGinty left and right. Let's go.
He has just written a $3 million check to the Bring Balance to Salem PAC.
He doesn't even... $3 million? Yeah. He even realize what happened.
Yeah, $3 million. He, so this is a PAC that was formed in 2021. They spent nearly $5 million in 2022, just over $5 million in 2024. So he's given them a significant amount of money. The check eclipses the previous single contribution record, also set by Phil Knight, when he wrote a $2 million check to the same political action committee in 2023 and 2024.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So what they're, what basically what they want is they want, he wants more balance within the Oregon government. Hmm. Okay.
By the way, my
between Dems and Republicans.
Which, by the way, I like. I think every government should, but you should be forced to have like 47% of the other side. Yeah, you'd be able to work together. But I did do some research. A deep earthquake is considered about 190 miles below the surface. So at 9 miles, very, very shallow.
Yeah, Geology Bro is in. He says, the big one will be deeper. Amity event is considered a shallow crustal.
Mm. Crustal.
And I know you love shallow crustals.
Love. And a good uncrustable as well. Deep fry that thing and put some ice cream on it. Oh, my God. Go to Space Room. It's delightful.
What else do I have for you? Hey, who wants to coach Portland State football?
I can't believe it took this long. I don't want to kick dirt on someone's grave. But
it's not just his fault,
well, he's not
either.
Dead.
Well, we went, me and my buddy went to the Montana-Portland State game.
What was the score?
They hung around for a little bit, and then Montana ended up blowing them out in the third quarter.
Do you know what the score was?
40-something to, I don't know.
63-17.
63-17. We left.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, we left midway through the third quarter when they had opened up and it got into the 40s. We were like, and we're good here. my buddy at one point, we're standing there and he goes, is that the head coach? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, why is he standing? Like, he was, you've never seen someone who looked more checked out and less head coachy than Barney Ball. And I, like I said, I'm
maybe
not,
he had already been informed.
Oh, my goodness. Dude.
Well, who wants to coach Portland State football? We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right. This is In the News for November 24, 2025. So Portland State has fired their football coach. His name was Bruce Barnum.
Barney Ball.
He and his staff were let go following the team's season-ending loss, which Suk kind of attended.
I was there for three. Look, if you go to that game and you're there for three-ish quarters, I consider that to be support. I supported my daughter's Portland State Vikings. The best part is when I told her I was going to the game, dead serious, she looked right at me and goes, we have a football team? And I went, ah.
She didn't even know they existed?
She did not know they had a football team.
Jesus. Barnum at Portland State.
Yeah.
Best season, his first season, he went 9-3.
Yeah.
And it was all downhill from there. Mm-hmm. He finished 39-75.
In case you were wondering, that's not good.
Never had a winning season after that first one. 29-51 in conference. That'd be the Big Sky.
When we were at the game, we were kind of going, my buddy knew nothing about him, so he kind of Googled him. I think he was making like, I think we looked it up. He was making like 275, three something like that. And we're like, is that the best job in the world? Because you just, They don't fire you. You don't do anything. No one expects you to do anything. There may not be another school in the country that you could be that bad for that long and just nothing happened.
I will pay you double what you make right now.
Yeah.
But you have to go coach Portland State.
Yeah.
You taking it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Now, if you get fired, you're done.
I get fired.
Yeah, you're not just crawling back here. No.
Yeah. I'll stay put. Because he made it 11 years. Like, there's no way they're letting the next guy go 11 years, are they?
Oh, I don't know. I don't see why not.
Like, at what point do they just...
What are you going to do? You're just going to get into that cycle of firing coaches every 3 years? Come on, man. You're Portland State.
I really felt bad because that was like their big game, and they do it at Providence Park, and they really do try. Like, you know, they tried to make it feel like a big game, and they just... if you talk to anyone that has ever worked over there, there is no budget. There are no resources. You have people in that athletic department that are doing 8 to 10 jobs that would be done by different people. Like, I don't know why at this point they continue to dump resources into that. Just,
I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Be a basketball school.
Yes. Just get rid of the football program.
Yeah. And dump it all.
Either commit to it or get rid of it. Seriously. Yeah. It's just, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. They only had Nigel Burton and Jerry Glanville around for, what, 3-4 seasons each? And then this last, like, decade plus with, you know, Bruce Barnum.
Burton the head coach at Portland State?
He was the one that they fired and then hired Bruce Barnum, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was his, I believe, his only head coaching job in college football, Nigel Burton.
And so, by the way, like,
he didn't do great.
He did a better job than Barnum.
That's true.
21 and 36. 7-4, his best record.
Jerry Glanville didn't do anything there.
No, he sucked.
He wasn't there long either, was he?
No.
The best part about Jerry Glanville's tenure was we got him in studio.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And then he got...
He was cool.
And he got...
Oh, I bet.
And he got drunk at, like, award shows, which was kind of fun.
Yeah, but don't we all?
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah, Portland State, it's just... Unless Pokey Allen, and growing up here, dude, Pokey Allen was an awesome... Like, that was fun.
Glanville, 9-24.
Yikes.
Best season, 4-7.
I will say, when we went to that game, though, the cool part was, and we were talking to Joey, you know how nice it was to 20 minutes down to the stadium, see the game, and it was like, all right, this thing's over, leave. 20 minutes later, you're home. God, it was so nice to go see a football game in the city. If Portland State could just find a way to be relevant, dude, I would go to those games. Like, I just don't know how you do it. Outside of... Phil Knight deciding to give $1 billion and trying to make Portland State football relevant. I don't know how you turn that thing around, but
Timmy Walsh was pretty good. He went 25-11.
Yeah.
And then his second stint, he went 65-57. So he was a winning coach. Yeah. He's now doing, I think he's coaching high school football now.
Is he?
Yeah, down in California. Okay. He's older. I mean, he's...
Well, and he battled cancer too, right?
I think he did, yeah. He's a good dude. I think, yeah, he's 70, so he's getting up there, you know.
Yeah. He doesn't want anything.
Exactly. He's just, like, coaching high school.
Yeah, it's not.
Scratching that itch. Yeah, maybe having a bourbon or two.
There you go.
All right, well, there's your In the News for November 24, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. By the way, I failed to mention, Portland State will conduct a national coaching search, they said.
Oh, boy. Get ready to be underwhelmed.
Justin Wilka?
Hey.
He wouldn't take that job, would he?
No, under any circumstances. Justin Wilcox does not need the $275 that they're paying.
All right, other sports and catching up. We'll do that next, including the latest Chaunce news, and then we'll get back to the weekend that was in football. Coming up here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.